Kia ora koutou. Welcome to our second day of evening prayer. If you're joining us for the first time, we are delighted to have you with us. Everyone is welcome in this family prayer time. On Thursdays each week, we are going to have communion together. So for tonight, you need to assemble a piece of bread or a cracker and a small glass or cup of something to drink, juice or wine or water, whatever you like, for each person in the room taking communion. Parents, it's entirely your decision whether your children take communion or not, so we will leave that with you. If you haven't got the bread and drink, please pause the podcast and go and get them, and then come and join us. It may seem a little unusual to have communion this way, and it may take us a few trials to get this just right. But you know, this is how the early church had communion, gathered in small groups to break bread and share a cup. For those of you who are alone, remember that we're all here with you, sharing communion together. Your church family is all around you. And so our call to worship. Et afano, my brothers and sisters in Christ, our help is in the name of the eternal God, who is making the heavens and the earth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips, that our mouths may proclaim your praise. Let us worship the God who loves us. Amen. Amen. My friends, give your worries and concerns to him who loves and cares for you. We trust in the Lord. Remember the beautiful words of the psalmist that Tim read out at our last Sunday service. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Remember too the assurance of God's unfailing love from the book of Isaiah. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord. His unfailing love will never be shaken. How blessed are we! The reading I've chosen for tonight just happens to be one of my very, very favourites. I love it because there's a bright, sassy, determined woman in it, and because it's the only place in the Bible where I am absolutely sure Jesus threw back his head and laughed. Children, I want you to listen to this reading really carefully. Where do you think Jesus laughed? I'm reading from Matthew again, chapter 15, starting at verse 21, again from the Message. From there, Jesus took a trip to Tyre and Sidon. They had hardly arrived when a Canaanite woman came down from the hills and pleaded, "Mercy, Master, son of David, my daughter is cruelly afflicted by an evil spirit." Jesus ignored her. The disciples came and complained, "Now she's bothering us. Would you please take care of her? She's driving us crazy." Jesus refused, telling them, "I've got my hands full dealing with the lost sheep of Israel." "Master," she said, "help me." Jesus said, "It is not right to take bread out of the children's mouths and throw it to the dogs." She was quick. "You're right, Master, but beggar dogs do get scraps from the master's table." Jesus gave in. "Oh, woman, your faith is something else. What you want is what you get." And right then, her daughter became well. Isn't that a great story? So much we could say about it, but once again I just want to focus on a small thing, and it's this. That Canaanite woman, she didn't give up, even when it seemed her only hope had turned her down. She knew this really mattered, and she was going to stick in there, and she said right what was in her mind. What I take from this is that we can say anything to the Lord. If we're fearful or angry or disappointed and we tell him, well, then we're trusting him with our most real, our most authentic self. He loves truth and he loves us. So whatever you're feeling throughout this month, actually any time, tell him about it. He's up for that. His unfailing love is never shaken, and he will respond with love. Since we're having communion this evening, it seems appropriate to think for a moment of the times when we have fallen short of God's goodness and to ask for his forgiveness. We will take a short moment of self-reflection and then I'll lead us in prayer. At the end of each short prayer, I will say, Lord, have mercy. And your response is, Christ, have mercy. So just for a moment, take some time to think where you have fallen short of God's goodness. For the times when we haven't been truthful with God, for the times we've put on a brave face and not told him our truth, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. For the times we've relied on ourselves and not on God, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. For the times we have been too proud to reach out to others for help when we needed it, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. For the times we have failed to see or hear the truth of others, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. My friends, the love of the Lord is never shaken. As he has forgiven us all our sins, forgive others, forgive yourself, be at peace. And so we come to communion together, and I will lead us through this using the words of Jesus from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26. Jesus said these words on the worst night of his life. Knowing what lay ahead of him, he gathered his beloved friends around him and shared a meal with them. He made them a family. We who are many are one body, for we all share the one bread. So even though we are apart right now, we are one body because we are sharing this bread and this cup together through our evening prayer. We are a family, united in Christ and with one another. We are protected by the blood of Christ, and each one of us matters more than we can ever imagine. So wherever you are tonight, know that Jesus is with you, that he is drawing us close, holding us together. Can you each take a piece of bread or cracker and hold it in your hands? This is what Jesus says. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body. My brothers and sisters, this is the body of Christ broken for you and for all those you love. Feed on him in your hearts with thanksgiving. Please take and eat. Now, could you each take up the cup? Hear what Jesus says. After supper, he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. My brothers and sisters, this is the blood of Christ shed for you and for all those you love. Drink freely in the knowledge that Christ died for you, and through this cup you are given the promise of life forever with him. Please take and drink. And so now, as we come to the end of our prayer time, we pray for all those we love, for our church family, and for ourselves, using the words that Jesus gave us. I'm going to use a more contemporary version than we used last night. Please say whatever version you know. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. for the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. My friends, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine on you and give you his peace, this night and forever. God bless everyone. God is good. Oh, and children, one thing for you. If you haven't already done so, don't forget to put a teddy or a soft toy in your window so that any little children walking past will see. And don't forget to look for the teddies in quarantine if you go for a walk in your neighbourhood. And to the grown-ups, you don't have to have children in your household to put a teddy in the window or to go for a walk and look for them. If you have a soft toy anywhere in your house, put them in a window for our children to see. God bless you and keep you, and we will meet again tomorrow. God bless.